Book of Malachi, written by Tracy Farron and read by Edward Deedy. My job is to check the plastic, see that it seals off the body parts, splays the flesh flat like faces against a windscreen. The vulnerability of a chicken is in the angle of their wings. If you pull them, the skin stretches, eases back. A newborn's legs have the same elastic. I have seen this at the refugee center in Zeerust. Their skinny legs stay up against their stomachs, the skin on their thighs rumpled and loose. Now it is my job to see that the skin on the chicken's limbs is stretched and tucked to hide the hack marks. The machine must seal their pimpled skin, hide the tatters. I know what they say about me at New Nation. One of my assistants, Beauty, is 18. She chews gum while she tears the plastic off the corrections, a perfect black grip, her chewing gum the pip. My granny's getting old. She asks me the same questions. She forgets. How was your day, Nono? Later, how was your day? I told her about you, Malachi. I said not a sound comes from your mouth. Beauty smiles, her chewing gum stopped between her teeth. Do you know how we say we'll keep a secret? We say, don't worry, I'll make like Malachi. The phrase echoes in my head. I am a successful mute, Malachi. Well done. My boss and I meet on the packing office steps. We almost kiss. We both fall back. A woman was on the phone checking your psychometrics. A labor agent from Frazier Pharmaceuticals. Lizette's face stays in the shadow. The sun colors her long neck yellow. I said you're always on time. You're appropriate. I said you understand instructions. Nothing wrong with his brain, I said, but you know, he doesn't communicate. Her mouth wilts. The woman seemed pleased. Lizette steps outside. Did you apply for something? I shake my head. She checks my eyes for truth, sighs, satisfied with the confusion she finds. About 200 corrections. It's going to be a hell of a day.